Spending can kicked. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House, by a 224-201 vote, extends the government spending authority for another week.
All Democrats voted for the measure, along with support from 9 Republicans. Full passage would give lawmakers until next Friday, December 23rd, to craft and pass a long-term spending bill. While Democrats say the larger bill will include priorities all sides can agree on, not all Republicans agree, with Louisiana Republican John Kennedy telling Fox,
"They've got to prove to me we can get a better deal doing it this way than waiting on the House majority."
The Senate will take up the shorter funding bill today.
Fox's Sean Lenchel. The Federal Reserve Board, for the 7th time this year, hiked interest rates yesterday, a 0.5% boost. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell,
"We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time."
That's Fed speak for they plan another hike early next year, as consumer prices are still running about 7% higher than this time last year. A unanimous vote in the Senate to ban lawmakers from downloading the TikTok app to their government phones. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has introduced a bill to ban the app everywhere in the U.S.
"Well, what we ban is their ability to make money in the country, and the reason is because it's basically a wholly owned subsidiary of the Communist Party of China. You know, one thing, it's not about the content, ultimately. I mean, we have free speech in this country. It's about how the data that's on it is being used."
The National Weather Service extending until 9 this morning a tornado watch for parts of Alabama, Georgia, and the Florida Panhandle. More twisters struck in Louisiana Wednesday in Araby outside New Orleans. Merritt Landry barely had time to take cover.
"I grabbed my kids, my wife, and I told them to go in the bathroom in the hallway, and I mean, just that fast, within a minute."
The storms have claimed at least 3 lives in Louisiana. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is just over a week to go until pandemic health restrictions on asylum seekers at the border are to come to an end. The Biden administration under pressure to act.
One idea for a Title 42 replacement? Let many migrants fly across the border instead. The Wall Street Journal reports thousands could soon apply for asylum from home in Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and Haiti and travel by plane if approved. The White House is also reportedly planning to ask Congress for at least $3 billion to deal with the border. A brand new Fox News poll finds President Biden underwater on immigration, just 35% approve, 61% disapprove. The only big issues he's worse on, China and inflation.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. City Council in Boston has voted to form a task force to study how it can provide reparations to black Bostonians for the city's role in slavery and what the ordinance calls its legacy of inequality. Police in Michigan believe they may have solved a cold case murder, that of 21-year-old Ashley Parlier, who left her home in Battle Creek 17 years ago, never to be seen again. Harold Holman, a double murderer, has been extradited from Pennsylvania to face charges for her murder, even though her body has never been found. The country's largest water supplier declaring a drought emergency for all of Southern California.
The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California provides water to 26 different agencies that supply major population centers like Los Angeles and San Diego counties. The declaration clears the way for potential mandatory water restrictions early next year that could impact 19 million people. It doesn't rain much in Southern California, so the district imports about half of its water from the Colorado River and the Northern Sierra Nevada via the State Water Project. but it's been so dry the past 3 years that water deliveries have hit record lows. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.